know who he came here to see. If you afraid, then come along with me. And I know what you came here to do. Knock, knock, up, let me see you get loose. Going down for real.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Big day out here in Berea. The Browns players, coaches speaking with the media. We will have some of that for you, including the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, strolling down to the podium as we speak right now to address the media. We will have that for you on CBD. We'll have Dante Whitner at 1:15. Sound from the players all throughout the show. Mike Pettine's presser with the media at 2. And, of course, Andrew Gribble, 2:30 plus a little after. Further review, some of the players we might be hearing from here today. Josh McCown, Joe Hayden, Brian Hartline, Tremont Williams, Randy Starks. Lots of people to talk to, lots to hear from, and lots to get into here on this day in Berea. Matt, how you doing, brother?
I am doing well, and although we are many months from actual football games, there's a little buzz around this building.
You feel it.
You know,
yep.
With these players back, I know a buddy of mine is a manager over at Costco in Strongsville, so we've seen many players walking through the store, probably looking at televisions and stocking up on groceries there in the bulk variety at Costco. So and like I said, I'm interested to hear sound. We've got, you know, slim pickings with some free agents joining us either via call or having them in studio throughout the offseason. So to get some perspective on how your offseason was and in some cases what these guys look forward to most is what I'm interested in, because it's football time.
It is football time. Some of the things that we'll get to when we hear this sound, we're going to hear it in long form, lots to get to, but some of the sound bites that really stood out to me early on. Number one, Joe Hayden saying that he spent 6 weeks with Justin Gilbert training together. That's got to be a good sign for the second year corner.
It does. 6 weeks is, you know, I say a week or a few workouts is by accident simply because you're in the same town at the same time. But 6 weeks means it was, you know, made in advance. This was planned. And either Justin Gilbert's willingness to go meet up with Joe Hayden or Joe Hayden reaching out to the young player who he feels is an amazing asset to this organization and has a lot to prove just goes to show why Joe Hayden, along with Joe Thomas, are staples of this organization and what they stand for and how bad they want to win here in Cleveland.
And he says about Gilbert, he knows he messed up. He's got another chance now. Joe Hayden also talked about Buster Skrine leaving via free agency, saying it was a big loss for him. It hurt, but he's happy he went and got paid, but then added that he recruited Tremont Williams and was very excited to have him on the team.
Absolutely, and I think also, too, you read a few places that Tremont Williams, while studying other best players in the National Football League, Tremont Williams studied Joe Hayden on what he does well. And so it's great to have them opposite each other, I'm sure, at many times throughout this upcoming season. And that is not going to be a weakness of this football team is at corner. We're going to be able to cover everybody in the league with those two.
Got good corners, certainly a depth, an area of depth for this team, good players there. And if Justin Gilbert can come out and you've got, you know, Hayden, Tremont Williams, Gilbert, Pierre Desir, Kaywan Williams, Robert Nelson. Man, that is a good-looking cornerback group and cornerback room. Talking about Johnny Manziel, Hayden saying yesterday at the first day of offseason program he was supposed to hang out with Johnny in the early afternoon, and Manziel said he couldn't be there because he spent an extra 3 hours at the facility on Monday putting in some extra time. The workday's 8 to 12. Manziel staying till 3. And basically Hayden saying that it's good to see him in here. He's motivated. He has a second chance. He knows he needs to be in here, and said 1,000% Johnny Manziel can be a winning quarterback in this league.
I think it's absolutely great news, that Johnny stayed after. In some cases, as I talked yesterday, not getting to, you know, a lot of these offensive guys not getting to spend a lot of time with John DeFilippo, maybe, you know, a meeting here or there or a phone call or some text messages going on. But as you mentioned, first opportunity to see that playbook, probably dove in, had some initial questions that he wanted some clarity on so that he could go back in his own time, you know, at his apartment, condo, home, whatever it might be, and dive in and really wanted to understand. The one thing that I hope does not become a staple of this offseason is that the players and or coaches, on this team have to feel obligated to answer questions consistently about the Johnny Manziel. Where is he? What is he doing? How has he been? All that will grow very old. And if I were Johnny, you know, as he said in his statement, and more so than anything, it was to the fans and some of the reporters to respect him, to respect his wishes, to, you know, give the information only as he sees it fit and not over divulge or take too many questions about it is, I would want to That's the first step towards proving it to these guys. I don't need an update every day about how long Johnny was in Berea. Let's just trust after the first day that one becomes two, two becomes four, four becomes eight, and then it becomes part of who Johnny Manziel is, because that's the only way he becomes the leader and the football player we all hoped he could be here in Cleveland.
That's certainly what everybody wants here. And, you know, from a locker room standpoint, Joe Haden saying he sat down and had a heart-to-heart with Johnny Manziel. Do you think that a few people will do that as a way to kind of gauge where he's at coming back? Do you leave him alone? Like, what if you were in the locker room right now, you guys weren't close, you're a linebacker on this team, what do you say anything to Johnny?
Not at all. What's up in passing? You know, good to be back. You
would
know,
he be like, are you good,
how
man?
Was your
how are you doing?
Yeah, that's it.
You know he's in rehab.
Of course. You know, but, you know, how are you? Good, man? You know, excited? You know, that
feeling
just good. Just something, you know. Because, again, we don't get to touch each other a very lot. You know, I mean, I hate to say it, like, come in contact with each other, especially, you know, now was the time to build those bonds. Training camp is a time to build those bonds. But once the season starts, offense and defense are separate. You know, you look forward to, you know, jumping on the bus together for a road trip, the you know, the card games and the fun that happens, you know, on a flight. Sitting next to a guy and studying the game plan or studying tape on the team that you're playing on those flights or on the buses. You know, maybe Joe and Johnny getting together, or Johnny and Josh McCown, you know, in each other's rooms watching tape. What do you see? Comparing notes, that type of stuff. Those are all bond-building opportunities. And as we said yesterday, I think Joe Haden invited Johnny to come play pool, and when he called because he was late, he was still at the building. Those are the things that you like to hear, but I don't want to hear them day after day, week after week, to truly understand where, in fact, Johnny is mentally.
Yeah, and it's his first day back. Mike Pettine saying the season has really started today. As everybody here, they're talking with the media. We'll have a lot of that sound for you. Again, Dante Whitner will be calling us up at 1:15 p.m. That'll be coming up in just a few minutes. We'll hear from Mike Pettine at 2 o'clock today. Andrew Gribble, senior staff writer for the Browns, at 2:30 p.m. today as well. So we're going to get, and we've got sound from Josh McCown, Joe Haden, Brian Hartline, Randy Starks, and Tremont Williams. So lots of Browns players talking. One bit of news that we've been kind of talking about quite a bit and you know, talking to people in this building about it is that Armani Bryant is going to get some time at outside linebacker in addition to DN. But he says that he plans on having his hand on the ground more often than not. The bottom line is he's going to be rushing the passer.
He definitely is. And that's great for him to say that, because he knows where he's most effective. And I think that's what I look forward to in year two of this defense, is that Mike Pettine and Jim O'Neill have had an opportunity to go back and watch every single snap probably multiple times over and evaluate the scheme and what they can improve on, and then also to develop the strengths and weaknesses of every single player that will take part in this defense. And we just heard Armonte Bryant simply say, my hand's going to be on the ground a lot more than, you know, probably a lot more than I would be standing up, which goes to show that he sees it as a strength. So therefore, in the next coming weeks, Jim O'Neill and Mike Pettine and some of the coaches will take that information from him and put him in a situation to succeed within the scheme.
What, answer this for me. Why, as an outside linebacker in a 3-4, can't you just, where you line up out there, why can't you have your hand on the ground? People can drop with their hand on the ground anyway, because they do it in zone blitzes all the time.
Well, the efficiency of you to be able to get to your spot within a zone blitz with your hand on the ground is not always known. But then also, too, what you discount is so many teams nowadays offensively window dress is what we used to call it, what Norv Turner does. You know, pick up a tight end, trade him to the other side. If you have your hand on the ground, do you know if he just went and sat down on the other side of tackle or if he continued all the way out? All those things affect your drop. So many things can change once you put your hand on the ground that you literally simply pick your hand up and peek. You know, I'm like, I'm doing it in studio. You kind of peek your head up and then put your hand down, then peek your head, and then the ball could be snapped while you're taking a peek. You see what I'm saying? So your efficiency drops, and like I said, is you have to be so much more cerebral and understanding your role within a defense.
If you're coming, though, does it matter?
No, it does not. But you also, too, earmark yourself as a rusher if your hand's on the ground in that scheme.
So a
quarterback will turn a protection to you knowing that you're coming, whereas if you get really good, as Paul Kruger has kind of done, and an outside rush, like DeMarcus Ware does a good job of it, of disguising when I'm coming and when I'm not from that 2-point, you know, Am I dropping? Am I coming? You don't know. You want that indecision in the quarterback and that tackle and or tight end you're lined up across as much as possible, because it slows them down a half a second, which is what you use your get off or your first initial move as a win to help you get to the quarterback.
I think it can help, though, because sometimes you will show that you're coming and you'll come 90% of the time, but then when you do drop, it could be something they're not ready for.
But that's a small percentage of the time. You're talking, 15% of the defense.
I know what from watching. I'm excited to see Armani Bryant, because last year I thought he was one of the stars of training camp, and I thought he was off to a good start in the season, and he can really get to the quarterback, and I think he's going to be a big factor. He was my pick last year to actually lead the Browns in sacks.
I remember
had
that.
Had he not gotten hurt.
I was listening to you were prior to me joining then, Cleveland
right,
Browns Daily.
Became,
I was.
Yes. It became your show as
yeah,
well.
No, yeah. My show. Yeah, right.
Indeed. It is. It's our
show.
If you're here and I'm here, isn't it our time,
it is.
Mr. Hand?
Not mine. Ours.
Yes, it's ours. Yes. All right. When we come back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Dante Whitner, the Browns Pro Bowl safety, Cleveland native, will join us here on the Ohio Business Machines Hotline on this Tuesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.